don't do. Thank you.
That was Tzipora Berman speaking on Who Will Repair It? In a talk presented by the Jewish Museum and Archives of BC on January 27, 2008. Tzipora Berman is the Program Director for Forest Ethics, an organization dedicated to protecting endangered forests. She has been instrumental in bringing about changes in the paper and wood practices of several major corporations, including Staples, Home Depot, and Victoria's Secret. Ms. Berman was one of three primary negotiators for the Great Bear Rainforest Agreement that protected over 5 million acres of ancient rainforest.
Hey, good wood, I got the photos today. It shows, and it shows.
From Vancouver, that is The Battles. That song you can find on a compilation released by Mint back in 2000 called The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special. And it features nine lovely photos of our specialized architectural residential buildings, aka Vancouver Specials. Nine pictures on the front. And I'm lately taking a huge interest in Vancouver Specials. I live in one as of not very long ago. And they are such a strange economical use of land, first of all, because they're long, they're deep, usually on a 33-foot wide lot. Oftentimes basement suites in the, down there on the main floor, if you will. Often referred to as a... raised ranch or a bi-level. There you go. So, enough about the architecture, but the Battles, Lycanthropy. You are listening to my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm Anita B. And it's just not my day today. Val is in the house, so her show's up next at 8. And I was discussing Fate and Pizza. I came in. I was like, okay, I'm hungry, and I'm thinking I want that pizza down here in the sub. That really good pizza. But of course, no, there were no good ones. And I really hate potatoes on pizza. Gross. Like, ugh. So I waited with bated breath for the new pizza to come out. And the girl didn't quite understand what I was asking or wanting. She had an accent. And out pops that chicken with potato. Ugh. Blech. So there I go. Now I'm simply cranky and hungry, but that's okay because the music will soothe my hungry soul. Yes, it will. I know it will. Okay. So Canadian music, that's what is getting played here all the time by me. So from 6:30 till 8 is Canadian. And, I'm going back a bit. I have a good compilation here. It's called Killer Bands from Mars. It was released on IHL Records in Quebec back in 96. And I love this song. I don't know much about them, but they're called the Mini Pops. And they are the first song on this comp that includes bands such as, the Stan GT. Oh, that song's not bad. But the Local Rabbits, Tristan Psionic, the Super Friends. But anyways, let's listen to the Mini Pops with their song Because of the Dogs. This station here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Curtains all I was hoping for a home. 2020 has me haunted, and the love songs he has flaunted have put me onto a love song of my own. If Guelph could do what London can, I'd move. But all towns have bad habits, it's the truth. Guelph has got the nightlife, but they're missing out on the night fights. What Guelph can do, what London can, I'll move. Being that I am, being what I am, by making out with strangers in the can. We're not airtight, but I'm doing what I can. Her nest from sticks and twine. A bird like her is a once a million find. She's given me the hard sell, but for now her town's a hotel, and I'll see her there when I can find the time.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm so excited because I just found New Wolf Parade. I knew that there was New Wolf Parade out, but for some reason I keep forgetting about it. I don't know why. How could somebody forget about something as good as Wolf Parade? So anyways, yeah, what we just heard there was something new, though. I doubt as good as Wolf Parade. Okay, what we just heard was, oh, where did my playlist go? Hold on. We're good. That was the new 2 Minute Miracles. Not the new. It's new 2 Minute Miracles with the song The Minus Ball from their album. Well, again, which is new. And it is called Volume 4, The Lions of Love. And then we heard the Mini Pops in there before that. Anyways, yeah, let's move on to new Wolf Parade. I'm so excited. So they have a new album out. It is called At Mount Zoomer. And this one is on Sub Pop, yes, as was their last one. How about we listen to the first song? Because that's usually a good one. So I'm really excited here. So I'm a virgin here at this new album, At Mount Zoomer. I hope it's good for both of us. So excited. Okay, Wolf Parade, you're listening here to it on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, and my name is Anita B, and this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right, enjoy.
rapid fire, dragging stereo wire. And we roll chemicals on till the break of dawn. And I rose over the town, raised up by the sound of its drum. And I rose higher up horses, I can't make the horses lay down. What you know could only mean one thing. And what you know could only mean one thing. Rudy, tell the place that you sprang from.
I can't find a thing to eat. I don't.
All right, that right there is new Hextulls. Their album was called Call It a Comeback, and the name of the song was On the Third Day, comma, Axl Rose. Okay, before that we heard something from Vancouver. They have a new album out as well. It's called Canadian Tuxedo. And the song we heard was Phone Calls and New Wolf Parade. Yay! With their song, Soldier's Grin, from the awesome album. Well, I'm just guessing awesome. I'm just making all that up because, as I told you, that's the first time I heard anything from it. So, anyways, it's called At Mount Zoomer, and it is a Sub Pop release. Very cool, guys. All right. It is 6:55 here on a Wednesday night. I am here until 8 o'clock, at which point Val Cormier comes on with her show, Folk Oasis. But that gives us a good hour and 5 minutes of Canadian music. I'm Anita B., and this here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right, so let's see what we have coming up next. Lordy, lordy, lordy. I think we're going to listen to some Tokyo Police Club. Yes, I am flying by the seat of my pants, but that's what makes us all good. You know, it is college radio. No, that's no excuse. But yeah, I'm just kind of surrounded, and I'm discovering all kinds of new things as this show progresses. New music here in the studio. This is where we keep all of the, new albums. There's a rack of them all on the wall. And somebody kindly sorts them and records them and does all that. And anyways, this is the beauty of being a member of CITR, because you have access to all of this new music, and it keeps me on my toes. And I no longer kind of hang out in the record stores like I used to about 10 years ago. 10, 15 years ago, you know, I used to just like, I could spend hours and hours just pouring through the racks there, but you know, it's okay. I mean, I do have a family, so, but CITR keeps me young. It keeps me going, keeps me trying to stay, you know, I guess significant musically. but I got to tell you, it's nice to be away from my crazy house. I left and it was like a mess, and, serenity now. Here I am at the station enjoying my my free time. Yes. Okay. What do I have going on? Did I just tell you what I'm going to play next? I think I did. Now I'm talking and I'm just losing my mind. Oh, yeah, of course. It's because I'm switching CDs, putting CDs in the wrong cases. Okay, so what we're going to listen to next, of course, is Tokyo Police Club. That's what's coming up next. This is a band who hail from Newmarket, Ontario, just outside of Toronto. And they have a new album out. It is called Elephant Shell. Or, if you were me about a month and a half ago, Elephant Snell. So dumb. No. But they're, yeah. Anyways, I won't bore you with the details there. But, okay, we are going to hear song number 4. It's called Juno. Oh, and speaking of Juno, here at UBC in the sub, there is a theater, if you weren't aware. And for the first whole week of school, they're showing Juno, the movie, for free. And I haven't even seen it. So not like I really have time to be trotting on down to the side of town and watching Juno. I'm no longer a 22-year-old person with, you know, lots of time on my hands, but whatever. But if you are, come on down here to the campus and check out Juno for free. What else was I going to tell you? Oh yeah. Next week starts school. So a lot of people on Tuesday start their kind of finger quotes life up again. It seems like even if you're not starting school, September seems to be the kind of psychological, starting point for a lot of things, you know, like whether you're going to get yourself all prepared for September doing something, I don't know, cleaning your house or, a lot of classes other than school start. Like if you're going to put your kid in ballet, for example, it starts in September. Everything starts in September. All the new TV shows generally start at the end of September. And I'm trying to soak up the last of the summer here, the last pieces of summer. I'm holding on tightly to them because Vancouver, you know, if you haven't lived here for a winter, good luck. That's all I can say. It gets very dreary, very dark, very damp and dank, and So enjoy this weather while we have it. Oh, and you know what I'm looking forward to doing? I've discovered a new place. I haven't gone yet, mind you, but I'm thinking whether you have a family or not, good old fashioned fun, go on down to Meadows Maze. I'm telling you, I love to look for things to do. And they have everything there. They have a petting zoo. They have the maze. And I've never been to a corn maze. It's in Pitt Meadows. And a corn maze. How freaky and cool is that at the same time? It kind of reminds me of The Shining, where there's like those hedges at the end. And they're kind of like half frozen. And they're chasing each other with a hatchet or a chainsaw or whatever. Anyways, so a maze. And from what I read on the website, because I just came across it today, if you get lost, all you have to do is hold up a yellow flag and somebody called like a corn catcher, or they have people, whatever, who save you from the maze. I think that sounds like a whole lot of fun. So anyways, there you go. That's something to do, an activity to do while the summer is still on. And another one is berry picking. Go find maybe some blueberries. A U-pick place. There you go. Giving you some summertime fun ideas there. All right. So more summertime fun continues with, do you like my segue? Tokyo Police Club. This here is their song Juno from their new album Elephant Shell here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically.
That's right,
or
yeah.
Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website, and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Yeah.
Okay, that there was Buck from their, I'm guessing this is about the year 2000 or so, album Buck in Black, or was it maybe 99? Anyways, yeah, around that time. It was recorded for Lance Rock Records, and it was recorded back in June of 99. And Buck is Lisa Marr, Pepper Berry, and Corky Pigeon on drums. And then, if I do recall correctly, I think Lisa G actually from, well, speaking of Buck and Lisa Marr, Lisa Marr, of course, was in the band Cub, and Lisa G was the drummer in Cub. And then I do believe after this album, she moved down to LA and joined them as the drummer. And of course, they're no longer together. But yeah, there you go. That song was Get My Goat. Okay, before that we heard Sloan with An Oldie But a Goodie. It's a cover, a cover of an Eric's Trip song. It's called Stove / Smother, and you can find that on a compilation called DGC, Rarities Volume 1. That stands for David Geffen Corporation. I always want to say Def Geffen, like Def Jam, but no. Okay, and then Tokyo Police Club in there before that with their song Juno from their new album, Elephant Shell. From their new Elephant album shell. There you go. Okay, so it is 7:13, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played. And let's move on with some more Canadian music then. I happen to be Anita B., and I think that's all you need to know. So we're going to listen to something from a band out of Guelph. They're called the D'Urbervilles. And they have a newer album out, which I think has left our on-air CD rack here. But I'm going to play something from their older one. It was an EP, and it was very kind of crudely designed. But that's okay, because the music's really good. Anyways, this EP features 5 songs, and that's it. It's simply self-titled. Okay, we're going to hear the song Shout It Out, which I adore. This song, I don't know why the D'Urbervilles aren't huger. They really deserve to be. I adore this song, and I hope you guys do too. Here you go. This is the D'Urbervilles on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
From Vancouver, let's go to the Retinal Circus, the West Coast home of psychedelic sound, where every weekend you can hear the top groups of the underground.
Don't worry about dying, you were meant not to live.
As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here.
For psychedelic, garage, freak beat, and progressive rock 1965 to today, listen to Stereoscopic Redoubt, Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9,
number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
Superstar.
right. That is something new and something old. It's a reissue song off of, Gruesome's new album, which is, again, a reissue of all their old stuff. Tyrants of Teen Trash. The song we heard is called The Witch. These guys were big in the mid-80s out of Montreal. Very cool garage band. And speaking of garage bands out of Montreal, I'm going to move on. We're going to hear something from a band called Les Seychelles. I think that's how you pronounce it. That's after I talk to you. And they're, a garage band out of Montreal. Okay, but before that, we heard something from Jail. Jail, the acronym for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. The song was called Superstar, and that album called So Wound was a Sub Pop release back in 96. And there was some sort of dead air there. I'm sorry for that. But it was the last song called Superstar has, like, the way it's been mastered says it's a certain amount of minutes. And then there's a bonus track at the end of it, sort of. So you have to go through some nothingness to get to it. Anyways, and I forgot, and then I was like, oh, doing something else, and then, oh, I think I hear dead air. So there you go. Okay, before that was the D'Urbervilles with their song Shouted Out from their five-song EP released about 3 years ago or so, 2.5, something like that. It was just self-titled. Okay, coming up in 28 minutes is Val with her show Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 till 10. And then after that is the sex show, which is called Juice Box. And that's hosted by Julia S. and Caroline G. Alrighty then. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the UBC campus radio station. And my name is Anita B. And this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it is all Canadian music that is a go here. Okay, for my show. Okay, and I'm here till 8, and this show is on every Wednesday from 6:30 till 8, except for the first Wednesday of each month, at which point Miko Hoffman comes on with her show, and sometimes why. Okay, so like I said, we're going to hear something from Les Seychelles. I think that's how you pronounce it. We happened, while I was in a band years ago, whatever. And we played Montreal a few times. Anyways, we played with these guys. Yes, we did. They were so styling, I'm telling you. So hip, so styling, so francophone. And we were not that styling, not French at all. I mean, I can't speak a word of French myself. And we're not from Montreal. So their coolness factor is just like compared to the band I was in. It was like, anyways, that's not what I'm not talking about my old band, but I'm talking about how cool Les Seychelles is. And so let's move on and listen to something from a compilation that I've got here. It is, speaking of Montreal, it's a Grenadine Records compilation. Grenadine being out of Montreal, the guys that run it are really nice guys. To be honest with you, I'm not quite sure what's going on with them as far as their label goes, but this compilation, Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1, features 20 bands, and it's a really good compilation. They have two really good compilations, at least that I have. There's Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1 and then Volume 2. This one has bands such as Tricky Woo, The Goblins, The Spitfires, Four Star Movie. They were a pretty big back one. I remember that. Let's see. The Mini Pops, a whole bunch of good bands. There you go. Okay. So let's move on. And here you go. Les Seychelles on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. J'ai acheté pour Anna un gadget fantastique. Okay, this is like the third of my CDs that is screwed up. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to just not play that song. It was called Shuba Luba Duba. Let's see if that four-star movie song works on this CD. Let's see if the scratch or whatever is screwing that up, or the ghost in the machine, which I'm thinking is happening, because the odds of like two of my CDs skipping last week and then another one this week on all different CDs is just way too weird. Okay, let's try this again. This is four-star movie with their song Telex Blues. Okay, that proves that theory that the whole CD screwed up. I don't understand this. What is happening? Unless it's the CD player. I won't believe that. It can't be the CD player. Well, I don't want to believe it's my CDs either. Okay, let's move on. We do have something good on deck, and that would be the Constantines. They have a new album out too, and this is it. It is called Kensington Heights. Okay, let's try this again. Now, I'm playing the same CD player, which is CD number two. CD player number two. So this is my quote-unquote scientific experiment. Let's see if this works. We're going to hear a song we haven't heard before. We'll go to song number six. It's called Time Can Be Overcome. Yes, that should be it. Okay. And the name of the album is, yeah, I think I told you, it's Kensington Heights. Okay. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire. So
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah. Situation.
From the brown, its roots twist securely through the ground. Open window, brightest one, green and red soak up the sun. Golden table on is set, highest green a foot. Lifting up itself each day, no thought for the day after today. Thank you.
Okay, that right there is a band who seem to have basically not done anything. So have they broken up? I don't think so. But are they together? I don't think so either. They just kind of faded away. That's the Robosexuals. I love them. They put on a really good show. They were a local band. And they can be found in an assortment of other projects since that project, if you will. I'm trying to think of some of the names of the bands that some of the members are a part of. The Safety Show. That's one of the bands. That's one of the bands that either Shane or Sean or Shane is in. Anyways, the name of that album was Mistakes Enough for Everyone, and the song was called Women and Men. All right, before the Robosexuals, we heard Thrush Hermit from their 1998 Sonic Onion release, Clayton Park. The song was Oh Man, What to Do. And then we heard Out of Moncton, Elevator to Hell, with their song Veins / Green from a good compilation I have. It's Squirt Gun Records. More of Our Stupid Noise. Okay, you don't have a lot more of my stupid noise going on. Maybe about 6 minutes or so. And then comes on Val with Folk Oasis. And for the record, I will not be here next week because that is when Miko and her regularly scheduled show and Sometimes Why is on. So I'm sure she's going to be here next week. I know she was in Japan, but who knows? Maybe she's still in Japan. I don't know. And God only knows. I wish I could be in Japan, but I'm not. But that's okay. Maybe one day I'll make it out that way. Okay, so a few more minutes here, and I'm going to leave us with something from my favorite compilations, the double CD. It's called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977-88. We're going to hear Shanghai Dog with their song. Okay, let's make sure I'm queued up correctly. American Desert. Uh-huh. I had a feeling I'd do that. No, American Desert. And there you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And this, in case you're curious, is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm Anita B. And I will see you all in 2 more weeks. Have a happy end of... Oh, I guess have a happy Labor Day. And celebrate my birthday. It's September 5th. Think of me. Think, oh, that's Anita B's birthday. All right. Have a good 2 weeks. We'll be right back.
Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM presents the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, a two-day musical extravaganza with a focus on the art of song singing. Sunday, August 31st features Nico Case, Andrew Bird, Destroyer, Deerhoof, The Evaporators, while Monday, September the 1st features The New Pornographers, Black Mountain, Stevie Jackson of Bell and Sebastian, The 1900s, and Biscuit. Both shows are at the Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park, doors at 3:30 p.m. Advanced tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, and all Ticketmaster locations. Brought to you by Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, my name is Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we love the AMS.
Oh yeah, the AMS is good.
Join us at the AMS. Yeah.
The mission for AMS is organization to improve quality of educational, social, and personal lives of the students of UBC.
There are many ways to get involved, yeah. Start a club, volunteer, or work for one of your AMS businesses.
Yeah, please visit the website at ams.ubc.ca.
Okay, yeah.
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 Yeah.